airport. Those of you who may not know me, I am Candy Corser. I'm hosting this event. And the Lord put this on my heart about 4 months ago. And I said, Lord, I'll tell you what, if it's you, it's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, I was just sharing with some of the folks over here. Kay was on the phone with Kimmy earlier today because I worked until 4. I do work here. And during the course of the conversation, Kay says to Kimmy, is Candy stressed? Nope, not at all. And I'm not at all stressed. God is in this. I could go on and on and on all night with things that he's just, how he's just orchestrated all this and brought these, you folks here and all of our wonderful speakers and stuff. So we thank you. We thank you. I know the girls from Michigan, raise your hand. This is our this is our traveling group right here, and I'll tell you, 13 years it's taken us to stay in Jackson. 13 years, God has brought us to this world. We have traveled all over the place. We've traveled on bald tires. We've traveled with the
no brakes.
We've traveled, I mean, we've had it. Everything has happened to us, but all during that time, God has gotten us through, and just amazing things over the years. Our precious friends Linda and Phil Saul, all the way from Six Nations Indian Reservation in Canada. Yeah. And these folks were instrumental. The Lord brought us to them. I mean, literally, there's a story behind that. Brought us to them all those years ago, and Dr. Lynn Hiles was preaching. He's a preaching machine, those of you who know him. And we have our lives for forever. I don't know if it was changed. See, I'm learning a lot of things. But we stepped into a new reality, and we haven't looked back. And we don't plan on looking back at all, at all. So we are one in the Father, and there is absolutely no separation. We thank you for coming. I just want to kind of point out some folks. Gerald and Kathy Horvater, all the way from Rocky Top, Tennessee. Wonderful folks. They're going to be doing some worship here in a few minutes as soon as I sit my little self down. And let's see who, of course, Dr. Kay Fairchild, all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Keynote speaker over the weekend. Lovely friends back here, all the way from Yvonne and her family from Chicago, Illinois. All right.
Minnesota in the back.
Oh, welcome.
Chuck and Joanne Martin.
Okay, I talked to you on, chat. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Wonderful. And, of course, our newly found friends, Mike and Michael and Diane Nivens, all the way from, and you're going to love this one, it took us 13 years to get connected, and they live right here in Jackson, Michigan. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. Now, our family, our church family from Portland and Fort Wayne, raise your hands. If you're from Portland or Fort Wayne or Indiana, all these folks, let's give them a hand for coming. And then we also have our friends here that live right here in Arbor North. We've got a couple back there and a couple over here, so let's give them a hand. All right. Now, before I turn it over to Gerald and Kathy, I wanted to let you guys know it is their 33rd wedding anniversary today. Okay, and the restrooms are back. There's one right here at the end of this hallway on the right. So there it is. There's coffee, there's water. After we get done tonight, we are ordering pizza, so we'll have some food and fellowship. So please, if you can, stay for that, and we'll mull things over. And one more thing, and Lord, I'm not going to cry. Most of you in this room know my sissy. This is Elaine. She lost her son last week. 22 years old. Actually, he's not lost. See, our whole our whole lingo has to change.
That's right.
Our whole lingo has to change. He's not lost. He's here with us tonight in that great crowd of witnesses, along with our dear friend Pastor David Huskins, and those the rest of them who've gone on, those in our family or whatnot. But she is a pillar of strength, this young lady right here. She might be younger than me and she might look up to me, but I told her, I've never told her before, and I posted it on Facebook. Elaney, I look up to you in so many ways. The love of God, the unconditional love of God, oozes from this gal.
Yes, it does.
That's what she's taught me through this whole ordeal. It's just been amazing. I want to dedicate these next 3 days to her son, my nephew, Aaron Richard McCoy. All right, we're going to get started. Gerald and Kathy, come on up. Gerald and Kathy, they have CDs back on the table there. They write their own stuff, and it's good. You've never heard of them, you're going to enjoy it.
Well, Elaine, we'll just start this off, and this is for you. It's for all of us, because, you know, there's nothing like being one with the Father. Just what we are learning, what I am learning, and we don't get it enough. Gerald and I don't get it enough. But, oh my goodness, it's life-changing. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Your wife is not here at all.
Now, I've got a mic, you know.
I know, but this one's going to the camera for me.
Okay.
Can you put that in your pocket?
Yes, sir.
Down in the pocket.
I mean, we've got it out there as live.
Let's see, I got one over there.
I'm glad I'm wrong.
Jesus. Keep going, honey.
Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Comfort this place and fill the atmosphere.
Grace